Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
How does a parent help an adult child? When your youngster was small and fell down and hurt himself, you as a parent picked up your child, fussed over him, smothered the scratch knee with kisses and love. Your loving care climaxed with the application of a Band-Aid put on with all the tenderness of a mother's love. But what do you do when you have an adult son or daughter whose heart is breaking? You desperately wish you could give him or her the same comfort you did when your child was 4 years old. I thought of that very question recently when a mother described the problem which her 30-year-old son was going through. It was a physical problem involving a debilitating illness. She wrote, "I can't stop being a mother or stop my heart from wanting to fix his hurt and make the pain go away. Not so much the physical, but the mental and emotional. Dads also face the same pain at times." One of the most emotion-filled scenes in the Bible is that of David, who wept over the death of his wayward son Absalom. Remember how David poured out his heart? In anguish, he cried out, "Oh, my son Absalom, my son Absalom, if only I had died instead of you. Oh, Absalom, my son." There are some things that a concerned parent can do. Guideline number one, you can pray. Now, before you discount this, don't underestimate the power of asking God to do what only He can do. Most of the time, we want to jump in and fix things. That's our nature. And as parents, that's what we've done for years. If they had trouble at school, we went to the teacher. If they were hurting, we did what we could to relieve the source of frustration or pain. There are some things that only God can do. Take your Bible and fall back on the great promises of answered prayer, as Mark 11:24, where Jesus said, "Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours." Remind the Lord how He has met you in the past. Trust Him for the future, which only He can fix. Guideline 2, make yourself available without trying to fix the problem. This may be difficult. We parents know better than our offspring what they ought to do. At least we think so. But as we raised them, we gave them tools and laid a foundation. Trust that you did a good job. Give them some time to ask for your help. When Job's friends came to see him, they sat with him for a week without saying anything, usually within an hour. We parents tell our hurting adult children what they should do and how to go about it. Save your breath. When they ask for your advice, give it to them. If they don't ask, you're wasting your time to offer it. Painful as it may be, trust that the tools you gave them as your son or daughter grew up will work now. Guideline 3, listen without being judgmental. Yes, this is hard, very hard, but very important. There will come a time when you are asked for advice. Then share from your experience what God has taught you. Ask questions which may only certify the obvious, but not to your adult son or daughter. Guideline 4, provide resource material that will help. Sometimes saying, "Hey, I don't know what the answer is, but Uncle George has been through this. What do you think about talking to him?" That may put your son or daughter on the right path. Finally, hold fast to the goodness of God. A loving God allows His children to face the fire, but He goes with them through the fire.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. For more practical and inspirational messages, visit guidelines.org. If you find our devotionals helpful and would like to share them with others, consider supporting our ministry with a donation. Again, that's guidelines.org. Thanks for listening to Guidelines for Living.